Episode 1. Is social media really growing your brand? Are you a creative or entrepreneur who's sick of all the red tape, sick of gatekeepers and powerful digital media platforms that cater to celebrities and people with deep pockets? I mean, you got talent, you got skills, but you can't seem to break through. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Christopher Grant Sr. Thank you so much for listening to Destroy. Now, I know there are a million things you could be doing right now, but you took time out of your busy day to listen to me. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Uneven Playing Field series. If you like what you hear, follow me at C Grant Sr. on Instagram or Twitter. That's at CGRANTSR.
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.
What is meant by an uneven playing field? I'm simply implying that the playing field or industry in which creatives play on or function in is not equal or fair to all participants. The digital media-based tools available to underrepresented creatives fail them as they seek to reach the masses. Yet they present this facade of success and accomplishment that leads to nothing but failure and lost dreams. It's time for a reality check, people. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
Now, this podcast is not one of scholarly or analytical absolutes. I'm simply sharing my opinions and observations as the CEO of Seven Horns, a founder and a business owner with 15 plus years of experience in the entertainment industry. My hope is to challenge some of the things you thought, as well as motivate creatives, entrepreneurs, or the underrepresented independent thinker. First, a few ground rules. When I say creatives, I'm referring to entrepreneurs as well. I believe they're cut from the same cloth. An entrepreneur, a creative, they're pretty much the same people. Let me give a brief definition of both. An entrepreneur is an individual who creates a new business, bearing most of the risk and enjoying most of the rewards. A creative or creativity is relating to or involving the imagination or original ideas, especially in the production of an artistic work. So like I said, there's not much difference between an entrepreneur and a creative. They both are challenged with and have a desire to create. Although I primarily target entrepreneurs and creatives and talk a lot about entertainment and the entertainment industry, this podcast is for everyone because I truly believe that everyone is a creative at heart. Now, I'll use the music industry and its creatives in many of my examples, but the points I make can be applied to most industries and creatives across the board. Let's chop it up. Is social media really growing your brand? I'm going to look at two different types of digital media platforms. First, I'm going to discuss a social media platform. And in the next episode, I'm going to look at a subscription or freemium-based digital media platform. Now, as I share this information with you, it is not my intention to call out any particular platform. In fact, when I discuss social media, I'm talking about all social media. Some of the specifics may make it clear which platform I'm talking about, but a lot of these concepts can be applied to all. When I talk about subscription and freemium-based platforms, I'm talking about all of them in general. So, again, it's not my intention to highlight or to criticize any particular platform. Let's talk about social media. What comes to your mind when I say social media? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or even YouTube? A lot of people may argue that YouTube is not a social media site. I would have to disagree. I mean, think about it. You upload a video, someone views the video and comments on it. Once they comment, you reply to their comment. Someone replies to your reply. Before you know it, you're socializing. Therefore, it truly is a social media platform. It just might not be as intimate or as in real time as platforms like Facebook or Twitter. But it still is social media because you're socializing. Social media dominates right now. Everything goes through social media. Social media tells us what's hot and what's not. 90% of people buy from brands they follow on social media. So what that tells me is that if you're a creative, if you're someone making music, writing books, making movies, or even an entrepreneur with a new idea, you need to be on social media. Why? Because you need to be where the people are. And the people are on social media. 3.9 billion people are active on social media. That's more than half the people on the earth. Half the people on the earth are on social media platforms. That is crazy. Here's the reality check, people. Unless you're famous or you pay for advertising, social media does little to promote you or your brand beyond your inner circle of friends and family. I'm going to say that one more time. Unless you're famous or you pay for advertising, social media does little to promote you or your brand beyond your inner circle of friends and family. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? What does that tell me? It tells us that we need to be famous. I have this analogy or example that I like to share when I talk about social media platforms. Picture a huge football stadium. And we've seen football stadiums. You've got the field. You've got the stands where all the people sit. It's huge. It's huge. Let's say you and a friend go into the football stadium and you're on the field and you're talking, you're chatting it up, you're socializing. It's great. It's so great that you invite 100 more friends. And then their friends come in and they invite friends. Before you know it, the stadium is jam-packed. You've got people everywhere. In the stands, you've got people on the field. They're all talking, making noise, clutter, chatter. It's just chaos. There's just so much going on. And you realize that as people come in, there's some people who are bringing in these platforms or soapboxes, things that they can stand on to rise a little bit above the crowd to make them stand out. You look up and you see that there's this huge jumbotron above your head. And you're like, dang, that's crazy. If I could get on that. And you look around and you notice that some of the people in the crowd are actually on the jumbotron. And they're communicating their messages on this jumbotron. You're like, whoa, that's what I need to do. I'm a creative. I need to reach as many people in this stadium as possible. I've got talent. I've got something artistic that I need to share with all the people that are here, not just with my close friends that I brought in originally, but with everyone in the stadium. I'm trying to tell them, but because it's so crowded, no one can hear me. I'm yelling, but no one can make out what I'm saying. There's just so much going on, so much clutter. How do I get to everyone in the stadium? I need to get up on that Jumbotron. So you look around and you notice that there are banners or posters on the wall, and it says, pay X amount and get on the Jumbotron. And you're right, pay? Wait a minute, I can't. I don't have the money to pay to get on the Jumbotron. So you go to someone and you say, okay, I don't have money for the Jumbotron. Is there a way I can get one of those platforms that those people are standing on that they came in here with? And they're like, well, you know, they came in with that. They came in with a platform. They came in with a base, with people already supporting them. But you don't have that. You don't have support already behind you other than your friends and family. You don't have the funds to get up on the Jumbotron. You follow me? Simply, the stadium is an example of the social media platform. Those who are entering the stadium with a stage, with a base to stand on, would be an example of someone with a fan base already. Maybe they're an actor. Maybe it's an artist who's signed to a major label. They have other means to gather an audience, and they bring that audience to the platform with them. Having that base to stand on allows them to rise above the clutter that is present on these social media platforms. Those on the Jumbotron would be an example of those capable of paying the funds to advertise on these social media platforms. But you don't have the money to do that. You didn't come in with a fan base. And to be honest, that's the majority of creatives. The majority of creatives don't have a fan base. They don't have the money to advertise, to reach the masses. Yet they're in the stadium. They're on the platform with thousands and thousands, depending on the platform, millions and millions of people there. They just can't reach everyone. They can only reach those people in their little inner circle. A few hundred maybe that they came in there with, friends and family, who tend to love everything they do anyway. But they really want to reach the masses. They want to reach everyone in the stadium. How can they do that if they don't have the money? If they don't have an audience yet? What are they supposed to do? Now, some may say, well, you don't have those things, but there's always the possibility of organically reaching people. Maybe if you, you just talk to one person at a time, and organically you will grow and reach everyone on the social media platform. Consider a platform like YouTube. You know that if you can rank high, then YouTube will show your video to more people. But what most of us don't realize is that in order to rank high, you have to have views. YouTube strongly ranks videos on whether or not people are watching the videos. High view rate and audience retention are major factors in organic performance on platforms like YouTube. What that basically means is that in order for you to rank high, you have to have views. You have to have views in order to get views. It's like, wait a minute. If it was so easy for me to get views, I wouldn't care if you ranked me high to get views, because I could already get them myself. Now, if that's not an option, maybe you can use strategic keywords or tags. You know, the thought is that if I use the right keywords, the right combination of words and tags, it will allow my video to show up first for that particular category. It might. But you need to keep in mind that just like you're trying to come up with those keywords for your particular category, someone else is as well. More than likely, you're not the only one in that genre. And on these platforms with millions and millions and millions of people, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to have extreme competition for any keyword or tags you might be utilizing based on the size of these platforms and the traffic for your particular genre. You might say, heck, I don't need any of that because the minute I jump on this platform, I'm going to go viral. Like, my content is just hot like that. Like, it's going to blow up. It's going to go viral. Really? You think so? I'm not saying it can't go viral. Things go viral. But that is an exception rather than the rule. It's not the norm. It's not normal for things to go viral on these platforms. There's nothing wrong with thinking you might go viral. I mean, as a creative, you have to have the confidence that your stuff is good enough to go viral. But 9 times out of 10, it's probably not going to go viral. Now, I know you're saying, well, little Johnny across the street was riding his bike and his parents videotaped it on their phone. And as he was riding, he fell, and it was really, really funny. And they uploaded it, and it got 1 million views. And it went viral. Okay, well, there are 1 million little Johnnies riding their bikes that don't go viral. Come on, people. Nobody wants to see Johnny on his bike fall. And yes, it may be funny for a minute. You know, and again, I'm not saying Johnny hurts himself or anything. I wouldn't want to say that. But I'm just saying people upload these videos that go viral. And the thought is if I do something like that, then there's the possibility that I might go viral as well. Well, it could happen, but it probably won't happen. Then you think, wait a minute. Maybe if I'm on the platform and I continue to share great content, I can play the long game, and over time, I'll get followers. I'll get loyal people behind my brand, and I'll blow up and become the next big thing eventually. That does happen. But think about this. Celebrities who set up brand new accounts on these platforms with no followers automatically shoot to the top of the platform. They get special positioning just because they're celebrities. Instant verification. They don't have to play the long game. The long game is the hope of the underrepresented creative. So what do we do? What do you do as a creative? Think about this. Many of us have had accounts on these social media platforms for years as creatives or just as users. we have little to show for it as far as our brands. We don't have the money. We don't have the fan base behind us. If you can't make it organically, if you can't make it by using strategic keywords and tags, if you can't make it by playing the long game, getting every little follower that you can, putting up great content, getting people to get into you, if you can't make it by going viral, if that's just not reality, what are these social media platforms doing for you as an underrepresented creative? I'll tell you what they're doing. Not much. Not much beyond your friends and family. They're good at accelerating brands, but not originating brands. When I say originating, I'm talking about brands that are starting from nothing. People that are starting from nothing. People that nobody knows. They do very little for that. So should you as a creative continue to put so much attention, so much hope into building yourself on these platforms? Maybe. I mean, everybody's there. It only makes sense that you're there. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be there. But while you're there, what are you doing? How can you take the good and the bad from these platforms and use it to help your brand and your career, your content, whatever you're doing, grow beyond the inner circle of your friends and family?
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people.